This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Christians, when you put the family of prophets on one side, they all have certain characteristics which are common. Then you look at the Christian, not circumcision, eating pork, drinking wine, not looking like Jesus, not looking like Mary, not praying like him, not doing anything fasting like him.
There are forms.
Everything you just mentioned there, brother, is called form. I need you to understand
form.
There's something called form and spiritual.
What is
this
form?
World, you must have both of it in order to combine it. You are only progress.
Do you look like Jesus?
No, listen.
How can you pray without spirituality?
Do Christian women look like Mary?
Let me
if you're not imitating a prophet.
No, this question. How do you have a direct connection with God?
How? By praying to him. Because when we...
How do you pray to God?
By praying, like the way Jesus did.
How do you pray to God directly?
He's told you like the way Jesus did.
And who is God?
Who is God?
Yes.
God is the Almighty, who is immortal. You ask me a question, let me answer.
Yeah.
Okay. God is Almighty. He's unlike his creation. He's basically immortal. He's all-knowing. He's not subject to anyone.
Okay.
He's the highest authority. I can go on.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Wait. I have a point. Very important point. When you look at Jesus and his mother, even according to the Bible, and then you look at other prophets such as Moses and Abraham and Muhammad, as we claim that he's a prophet, okay, when you look at their lives, there is a lot of consistency in their behavior. Number one, they prayed alike,
they fasted,
they circumcised, all of them, including Jesus, the circumcised. Okay,
brother, you're only looking at
Let me finish. My brother, what's the problem?
No, let me finish.
Have respect, come on.
Let me finish.
Subject to Jewish tradition.
Okay, looking at form. I do not.
My friend, have respect.
What I'm saying is disturbing you, you can walk away. I have to finish.
I'll continue.
So when you look at Christians, When you put the family of prophets on one side, they all have certain characteristics which are common. Then you look at the Christian, no circumcision, eating pork, drinking wine, not looking like Jesus, not looking like Mary,
like
not praying like him, not doing
not
anything
fasting
like
him.
There are forms.
Everything you just mentioned there, brother, is called form. I need you to understand.
What do you mean form?
There's something called form and spiritual.
What do you mean
this
form?
World, you must have both of it in order to combine it. You are only progressing.
Do you look like Jesus?
Listen.
How can you pray without spirituality?
Do Christian women look like Mary? If you're not imitating a prophet.
No. Even you yourself that came here to talk about it. Do you practice every single thing as it has to be? Do you practice every one of them?
I need you
to understand this. When you practice,
I pray like Jesus.
I don't even know when you pray.
Maybe you should read your Bible.
Prayer is not important.
No, prayer is not important.
Your body language is prayer.
I want you to understand it.
Okay, we pray like Jesus. Wait.
I want you to talk about spirituality.
Is this a discussion?
No.
How can you pray without spirituality?
Is this a discussion?
Is this a discussion?
Is it a discussion?
Okay, let's have a discussion.
Okay. Do we Muslims pray like Jesus? Yes or no?
First of all, before I answer that, I want you to understand something. God,
talk to us.
You're a father. Are you not? Do you have five children?
I have four.
Okay, you have four. One of them, let's imagine. Okay, I have four sons. One of them is dead. One of them is blind. One of them can understand.
They all have different ways
of understanding. And I'm the father, and I love them dearly. I will give the same message to the one that is blind. I'll give the same message to the one that is deaf. I'll give the same message to the one that can't understand. At the end of the day, none of them is having a different message from the same God. You need to understand that. And please stop talking about form. Let's talk about spiritual.
Do we pray like Jesus?
Hit and run.
Follow.
Are you going to go now?
I'm sorry.
Okay, if you're going to go, then no problem.
If you're going to go, why are you
so
coming
continue.
Here?
Hold on.
We continue.
Hit and run.
Jesus was circumcised. Go and have it.
Okay, let's continue.
So the point is, you have the family of prophets.
Yes.
They all have the same characteristics. When they pray, how they live, how they talk, how they preach, how they behave. Then you have the family of Christians. Put them all in one basket. Whether they are Unitarians, Trinitarians, Coleridians, or Nestorians, or Jacobites, Monophysites, Deophysites, Protestants, Seventh-day Adventist, Catholics, Orthodox, Greek, Orthodox, Russian, put them all in one basket. Do they look like, behave like, and do like that family of prophets? Simple question. Very simple way of looking at things. Do they?
No, because everyone's got a different outlook, haven't they?
No, but I'm talking about all of them.
You know, when you love someone, like for example, if you love Elvis Presley, you want to dress like him.
You
want
to imitate him.
That is what's called, basically, you consider him as your idol. Now, if Jesus was your role model, your idol, yes, you would like to basically imitate what he does. Like the way the Muslims do about Prophet Muhammad. This is what's called love. That is called the
Muslims,
true love.
Muslims
and spirituality.
Like
Jesus.
Jesus.
What are you talking about? I mean, dressing like Jesus.
Yeah, dressing like him. No,
not dressing.
Like him, praying like him.
At least praying like him. At least praying like him.
Out of date. Living modern life. No one gotta dress like Jesus.
No.
What do you mean? That's called the love.
No.
You see, in modern days, many people still dress like Elvis Presley, like in the 70s and 60s. Do they not? That is what is called the love.
Modern, have you been
That's
to
called
Dubai?
Love.
Have you been to Dubai?
Yeah.
No. Have you been to Qatar? They have technology maybe 20 years ahead of Britain. They have money, they buy it. Okay? They're highly modern. They're highly modern. When you look at them, they look like Jesus. They're all wearing long robes. They have beards. They're walking around. Their women look like Mary. They're modern.
Dressed like
Mary. They have the best cars. They have the best hotels. They have the best shopping centers, and they are yet looking like Jesus and Mary. So modernity doesn't mean that you divorce Jesus and his way of life from our age, our day and age. It doesn't mean that.
Fair enough, you don't want to dress like him. At least pray like him. You know, that is the spirituality the guy was talking about. He said pray like that. The whole idea of prayer is that you basically bring your spirituality in connection with God. And that is what prayer, but the guy, for him, it wasn't important. So it's not just the clothes they ignore, it is the very spirituality you ignore. When you start saying Jesus is God, or basically is part of the Trinity, is there any verse in your entire Bible that supports the notion of Trinity? This is your core doctrine.
So on the day of judgment, he will ask you, you will go with the Trinity to Jesus. You will say, what made you believe it? When you know the history, it's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the first 3 centuries of Christianity. It doesn't exist. The most learned man is smiling and smirking because you know it's true. Yeah? The most learned men, the most learned men in the Christian.
The Bible is in the Quran. Does that make sense?
Well, that's another very interesting question.
Yeah, so follow the Quran.
Okay, so I'll continue. So the Trinity, none of the early church fathers, for the first 3 centuries of Christianity, who are these people? They're the ones collecting the Bible for you. They're the ones who are commenting on it. They're the ones explaining it. They're the ones who are documenting it.
Closest to Jesus.
In Greek, in Hebrew, in Aramaic. They're the ones who know it, right? None of them. I'm challenging anyone. For the first 3 centuries, believe in the Trinity. There's only one man, they say, Tertullian, who described the Trinity. Yeah, I'm not talking to him. Okay. I'm too scared of him. So the Trinity is not there. Okay, Tertullian, when he was explaining the Trinity, when he used the word Trinitas in Latin, Trinitas, he meant that there are three persons who we venerate and respect. But these three persons are not co-equal, they're not co-eternal. Father made...
Yeah, we're in the park.
This is Tertullian. I'm sure you don't even know who that is. Tertullian... He wrote, the Father made the Son from his substance, his own essence, and the Son made the Spirit from his essence. So the Son is inferior to the Father, and the Spirit is inferior to the Son. So the Son and the Spirit are subordinates to the Father. This is not the Trinity Christians believe in today, right? So none of the 3 centuries church fathers, early 3 centuries, or the first 3 centuries of Christian history, none of the patristic church fathers believed in the doctrine of the Trinity. It only starts to emerge in the 4th century.